School climate and academic success are seen by many educators as two sides of the same coin. This summer, staffers at Philadelphia's Martin Luther King High School decided to get a jump start tackling both issues by sitting down with incoming freshmen and their families at home. WHYY's Aaron Mosell offers this report on a one-of-a-kind freshman orientation effort.
Kim Ivory has relayed a simple but heartfelt wish to her daughter all summer long. Do the right thing. After a rocky middle school experience, she desperately wants her youngest to start fresh come September, when she'll be a ninth grader at Martin Luther King High School in Northwest Philadelphia.
You're going to high school now, you're becoming a young lady. Mm-hmm. All that fighting and all that stuff, you gotta leave it behind.
Staffers at MLK feel the same, and recently visited the family's Germantown home to say as much. Conflict resolution specialist Thomas Stubbs didn't mince words while sitting at the dining room table.
Yeah, I have your information in front of me. I have your absences and all your suspensions and all from kindergarten, from day one to now. But from the time you step in with us in September, my goal is to be a blank page.
For weeks now, Stubbs has been hitting houses in West Oak Lane in Germantown to talk to students from King's feeder schools. All of them have had problems with truancy and behavior. The idea is to kickstart dialogues and relationships that hopefully will help bring academic success and calmer hallways come this fall. MLK's principal William Wade hopes the effort gives families a positive impression of the school.
We're a school that's really concerned about their futures. And how better for us to show that than to be all in? We're here, we're in your homes, we're communicating with you, we're going to call your parents.
Academically, MLK is not where Wade wants it to be. The home visits are part of a larger effort to ensure that freshmen don't fall behind during the year.
This is it. If we can get them over the hump, the ninth grade hump, our research shows that the light bulb comes on for most students, and then they're on cruise control looking to try to get to some post-secondary options.
Stubbs says showing students that the school cares about them will go a long way towards achieving that goal.
We don't want to think of them as a product. You know, they actually are people. We want to talk to them. We want to get to know what they want and things of that nature.
Back in Germantown, Kim Ivory breathes a small sigh of relief after chatting with Stubbs and her daughter for nearly an hour. A school has never come out to the house. She's glad MLK has.
I really feel grateful for this, yes. I really like this. So someone could come out here and meet this little girl and get on top of her and make sure she do the right thing while she's in King.
The first day of school is scheduled for September 8th. I'm Aaron Mosell, WHYY News.